Hello, everybody. This is Joe Garagiola from Al Lang Field here in St. Petersburg, Florida, the spring training site of the St. Louis Cardinals. And standing next to us is a fellow who came over from the Cincinnati Reds in the Ray Jablonski deal, Frank Smith. Frank, you look a little warm you did in the Cincinnati uniform.
Well, it's probably a change of uniforms, although I think I'm lighter this year than I was last year. So.
Well, you look like you're stronger to me. Maybe it's the uniform. But, Frank, tell me something. Were you always a relief pitcher?
Yes, I was, Joe. I broke up here in 1950 as a relief pitcher, and I've been there ever since.
Frank, now you're making a change going from Crosley Field to Busch Stadium. Will that have an effect on your pitching?
Well, I hear they took that right field screen down, but I don't think it'll be changed too much because you try to pitch the left-handers outside and try to get the left-handers hit straight away in most ballparks anyway, or so they'll go to opposite field so they take some away from their power. So I don't think I'm going to change too much. And just try to pitch everybody away. That's all I can see, Joe.
Now, pitch away. You're talking about your fastball. Your main stock is a fastball. Is that right?
That's right, Joe. Mm-hmm.
Well, Frank, in a bullpen, sometimes a manager will have you warm up in a hurry. The situation changes so fast. Do you have a special system that you follow in the bullpen?
Yes, I like to get warm up in a hurry and then kind of coast along because in relief pitching, you never know when you're going to be called in there. You may be up four or five times before they call you in there, see? So that's the way I like to warm up down there in the bullpen.
Well, how many pitches would you say it takes you to get ready, Frank?
Well, during the season, I don't know. There's times when I've got ready in eight pitches, and then I think there was two ball games I didn't have time to even get up and warm up. I had to walk in from there. But you're allowed eight outs on the mound anyhow, so I'd say eight is the least you can get.
Well, now, Frank, when you come in, the games I've been in, and with Pittsburgh, I had a lot of chances to talk to relief pitchers. We come out, and we tell the pitcher the situation. By that, we'll say the bases are loaded, one man out, and Musial is the hitter, and just about wish you good luck. What runs through your mind when you're standing on the mound? I never thought about that, but what does the poor pitcher think when he's standing out there?
A lot of times you wish you're home watching TV, you know. But I think most relief pitchers feel I've been asked how to field a groom with the bases loading nobody out. Well, there's no place else you can put him out there on the bases, so the man you're concentrating on is the boy standing there with the bat because he's the only boy who's going to drive him in.
Well, Frank, what were you doing when the trade was announced? Did it come as pretty much of a surprise to you?
Well, I was home, and even though it was in the wind and I kind of expected it. Well, it's still calm as they all do in surprises.
Mm-hmm. Frank, that Cincinnati ball club looks like a real dark horse. You played with him over there, and this Kwiatkowski, do you think that this home run threat that he has for Babe Ruth's record, do you think he's the closest to realizing it? You saw him pretty much.
Well, I think he is. I believe, like a lot of other boys in this game, that he probably right now has the best chance to break it, but I don't think anybody's going on them and say anybody is going to break it. Mm-hmm. That's quite a record.
Yeah. Well, Frank, now, you as a relief pitcher, what will be your routine down here in spring training? Plenty of running or what?
I imagine that's what Stank is going to have us do. The main thing is to get our legs in shape and some throwing, and later on probably have three or four game days for some of the squad games. I'm not sure what he's going to do.
Well, Frank, now, have you always been a short man in relief? Now, I know that last year you were. That is, you came in the late innings, and 20 out of 28 times you protected a lead of one or two runs for Cincinnati. Have you always been the short man in relief pitching, or do you work your way up that way?
Well, I think the last 3 years I was a short man up. The first 3 years I was up there, I think it didn't make no difference. They shoved us in the second, third, or fourth, or anywhere. But the last 3 years I've been not getting in ball games before the sixth inning about.
Well, Frank, gee whiz, thanks a lot for stopping by and talking with us. I hope you don't get too much activity because that means that we'll be behind. But good luck to you in 55, and thanks again for stopping by. And so up until the next time, this is Joe Garagiola saying so long, everybody.